speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, May the 2nd, 2019. Today we're going to talk about the threats to the First Amendment. And maybe you think you've heard this before, but it's taking on all new dimensions. We're going to take a look. We're going to have a recorded phone call and the wife of Marty Gottesfeld. He's now in a communications management unit. That's the euphemism for the two prisons here in the United States that are domestic gitmos. So they had to create Guantanamo Bay because they said, well, you know, we can't really kind of do this stuff in the United States. So we can hand people off to other governments and they can torture them because we're not allowed to do that. But we can kind of, you know, render them, we can use rendition to take them out to another country. Now they don't have any problem doing that. As a matter of fact, the torturer in chief, Gina Haspel, is now the chief of the CIA. And we used to have Gitmo, but now we've got communications management units. Julian Assange is in one such unit in the UK. We're going to talk about the update to his case, the sentencing, and also an op-ed piece that's been put out by Intelligence Veterans for Sanity. It's a group that has William Binney, Thomas Drake, Mike Gravel, who is actually running for president. He used to be involved in the intelligence community. A lot of intelligence veterans and legal experts who are very concerned about the precedents that are being set in the Assange case to essentially criminalize journalism. But it's not just the criminalization of journalism with Julian Assange we're going to be talking about today. It's also the 21st century McCarthyism, the deplatforming, the blacklisting that is being done. It's very interesting, a list of over 500 news organizations. Of course, InfoWars is there, but it also includes the Drudge Report. It also includes Breitbart. It also includes people like The Blaze and The Daily Wire. Sorry about that, Glenn Beck and Ben Shapiro. You didn't defend us when they took us out, so now you're on the list, too. How about that? We told you we'll hang together or we'll hang separately. Well, now you're going to be hanging with us. And they are trying to organize a blacklist, this Poynter Institute. This is because, folks, the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has been the shill for this military-industrial complex censorship, they have lost their credibility, so they have to go to other sources for credibility. The Poynter Institute, for example, is funded by both the Koch brothers and by George Soros and by big media. You'll find them underwriting them. That's not really a university. They call themselves the Poynter Institute. It's a small, single building in St. Petersburg. They have seminars occasionally. It's quite frankly, it's a fake school of journalism. It's not a real school of journalism. It's incredibly biased, and it has a lot of conspiracies that it's selling. But it puts everybody on the list based on one of those three criteria. They either call you fake, they call you biased, or they call you a conspiracy site. Or maybe they call you all three. And again, they shut down, they want to shut down InfoWars, but also Drudge Report, Breitbart News, Free Thought Project, Anti-War. Go down the list. Go down the list. We're going to talk about that. This is getting very serious, folks. We've got people in prison. Journalists are, the threat to journalism with Julian Assange is very, very serious, as well as a threat to all whistleblowers. That's why so many of these people were whistleblowers, people like John Kiriakou behind this op-ed piece, laying out exactly the danger behind this. And now we see all these people like Mike Pompeo, who says WikiLeaks is threatening the government. They're exposing information about it. Well, that's what journalism is really supposed to do. He wants to shut that down. This is the guy who said, at West Point, we're told we don't lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do. But at the CIA, we had classes on how we would lie, cheat, and steal. And now he and others are trying to get us involved in Venezuela. We'll be right back.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, in the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, May 2nd, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at the war against journalism, the war against truth, the persecution of political prisoners. We're going to be getting some breaking news from one political prisoner who's being held in one of the two sites that we now have in the United States, the Communication Management Units, they euphemistically call them. Of course, the entire internet is being turned into a communication management unit. These people are just the tip of this. These are places where they are able to hold people incommunicado, torture them. They have ISIS there, but they also have people like Schaefer Cox, who we talked about last week, and Marty Gottesfeld. And we've got a communication coming out from Marty Gottesfeld. We're going to break with this, telling us about the conditions there. His wife will be joining us in the second hour. And we're going to be talking about the list of 500 people. There is now a new shill organization. Actually, there's a couple of them that are very useful. There's the Indiana University unit. They have their different evaluation. They have an algorithm, they say, where they evaluate people. And, of course, because it's coming out of a computer printout, we just bow down and worship this. You don't ever challenge the model or the presumptions that go into the model or the bias that goes into the model. No, you just, it's a computer printout. Well, okay. Well, you know, remember Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? And what's the meaning of life? It created this gigantic, it's satire, of course, it created this gigantic computer, waited eons for it to come out with an answer, and it gave them the answer, 42. That's the meaning of life. Anybody who's been around the computer business for just a little bit understands that you don't bow down and worship this. But unfortunately, most people don't really see how the sausage is made when we talk about computer models. And so they tend to worship this kind of stuff. So we have an organization, Indiana University, affiliated with the Kinsey Institute, the guy who is head of this truthy or not, determining whether something is hoaxy or not. Yeah, where did they get these terms? Truthy or not? Does that mean, is this guy like a fan of Stephen Colbert? Does that mean he's got bias? Yeah, might indicate that, right? Just before the election, they had a list that they gave to the DNC of 10,000 sites that the DNC might not want to have on Twitter. DNC hands it to Twitter, and Twitter dutifully takes it down. So we got another 90,000 coming up. So that's one shill that they're using as the Southern Poverty Center Law Center goes away. But you still have these organizations like Snopes and the Poynter Institute, which you probably haven't heard of. We're going to talk about that today, that are shills for censorship and for blacklisting. They have 500 organizations, including websites, including the Drudge Report, for example. And, of course, InfoWars and Breitbart and even people like Ben Shapiro, who didn't stand with us when the censorship began. A lot of people who were censored on social media in the second wave that happened 2 months after InfoWars. Sites like Anti-War, Freethought Project, and others. All on that list. Natural News, you name it. We'll go down the list. We'll tell you some of the ones. WND. They're coming after anybody that isn't a part of the establishment media. For the longest time, they enjoyed a monopoly of control, Operation Mockingbird. They had three networks and public television that could control everything that you heard. They would all cover the same stories, and they would all give you the same angle of interpretation. So therefore, there was no dispute. We all agreed that this was the way it was. That's the way it is, said Walter Cronkite. And we all thought that was the way that it was, right? Because you didn't hear any dissenting voices. You didn't hear any other opinions. And when they say they're going to blacklist sites because of their bias, what they mean is they simply don't want anybody challenging their presumptions, challenging their position. We'll get into that in a moment. First, let's take a look at some of the top news stories to just kind of catch up and update where we've been. It's kind of funny that Bernie Sanders tweeted out that he can't do math. This is a headline from MRCTV.org. This is not the Babylon Bee. I mean, this is for real in the real world. And, of course, MRCTV is one of the sites that they want to get rid of course. Bernie tweets he can't do math, and the world wonders why it took him so long to admit it. I may not be a great mathematician, but I did learn in elementary school that 99% is a hell of a lot more than 1%. There you go. Yeah, well, you know, you don't know much about history either. We should play the Sam Cooke song. You don't know much about economics or science, and he has now, maybe he ought to start, when he's looking at his percentages, he'll look at how he has dropped in the polls now that Biden has got in. We'll talk a little bit about some of Biden's China issues coming up. He's telling everybody, oh, come on, you're worried about China? No, we know it's Russia, right? The reality is that China is a far bigger threat to us economically and militarily even than Russia is, and in terms of cyber hacking than Russia. But, of course, he's not going to admit that. He's got some ties with China that he doesn't want to admit, just like he's got ties with Ukraine as well. We saw Bernie take the lead as Bernie decided that he does understand percentages enough that when he sees that 80% of Americans realize that there's a problem at the border and that it's getting worse because President Trump isn't addressing that problem, he says, well, you know, that's something I can pick up. So he throws out a few comments to make people feel that he understands the problem. Yeah, you know, that's a very common tactic by politicians. And it works when you haven't been in office. You can say, hey, look, I see the same problem that you do here at the border. And we got to do something about this. Now, if you become president and you don't do anything about it, then that kind of works the other way against you. But as a candidate, Bernie can kind of throw some of those types of things out there. Buttigieg did the same thing. He came out and said, well, I support some vaccine exemptions because he understands there's a lot of people who don't want medicines shoved down our throat or into our arms without our informed consent. We're not your slaves. We're not your cattle. We can understand what's going on here. And we ultimately are the ones who should decide this. So he came out and tried to throw a little bit of something our way. Said, well, you know, the law of the land for more than a century says that states may enforce mandatory vaccines for public safety, but I support some exemptions, except during a public health emergency to prevent an outbreak. And even that little backhanded thing, which is really nothing. I mean, he left himself a major caveat there to say, well, if it's a major outbreak, got a major outbreak of measles. It's just measles. And this is why I have a problem with conservative organizations using measles and saying, oh, this is coming across the border in order to create a panic to then push through vaccines. You know, Merck has just had record profits. Guess who the sole provider of MMR vaccines is? Merck. Merck. So if we're going to push this idea that somehow some dangerous diseases come across the border, they're not, and measles is not it. I mean, there's tuberculosis that they're ignoring. We've had some alarm about Ebola. There was some quarantining about Ebola in one area. I don't think that has happened yet but there was initially some concern by one health official. But there are serious diseases that easily could come across the border because we're not doing any health screening. You want the Ellis Island experience? Well, that means two things. First of all, you can be quarantined until we determine that you are healthy. Secondly, you don't get any welfare when you come in because there wasn't a welfare state when we had the Ellis Island experience. And that's the key thing. But Buttigieg, even though he threw that little bit out there, that was too much for the people in his party who don't want you to have any choice about health care. They always say, oh, abortion is about women's health. Well, so are vaccines. They don't care about that. So he had to issue a clarifying statement yesterday. Well, I only support medical exemptions. Yeah, but then they will tell you what those are. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is.
But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Brain Force Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Take a look at what's going on with Julian Assange, the attacks on WikiLeaks, who have told us the truth about everything. But we're still being lied to, frankly, by the Mueller report and the accepted conclusion that both Lindsey Graham and A.G. Barr say, oh, yeah, we know that they hacked the DNC. No, we know just the opposite. We've had people like Bill Binney and others who've proven that that's not the case. We had WikiLeaks, who's always told us the truth. Lindsey Graham has not always told us the truth. Newsflash, the mainstream media hasn't always told us the truth. They rarely do. But the people who do tell us the truth, the honest whistleblowers that the government attacked and tried to frame and put in jail, people like Binney and Drake and Wearby, people they did put in jail, like Kiriakou and others, did a technical analysis, the technical people did, the NSA whistleblowers. They said this could not have possibly happened the way we're being told by CrowdStrike, the people that were hired by Hillary and the DNC, the people that Mueller and his team took their word. Said, oh, yes, that's right. We won't probe any further. Please forgive me for even knocking on your door. I'll go away. They didn't do an investigation. They should be investigated for that. And that's one of the things that concerns me about Bill Barr. It's not the concerns that other people have. I'm very concerned about different things that I see here. The fact that they accept this as a given tells you that they're going to continue to use that to come after Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. And that is a very dangerous precedent for all of us. It's a very dangerous precedent for free speech, for the free press, for journalism, for whistleblowers. They're going to continue to go down this road. And if you want to know just how this is being applied in other areas, before we get to Julian Assange, we have, as I pointed out earlier in the program, the Southern Poverty Law Center has lost all credibility now with anybody. But there are other shills that they have out there. We've got some new shills for them, you know, besides the Southern Poverty Law Center and Snopes. It's amazing to me that Snopes is somehow the go-to. You talk about people that are biased. Snopes is out there saying, oh, this organization out here, they're biased. And that one is a conspiracy site. And this one is fake and so forth. It's Snopes, of all things. And people are taking them seriously. And then there's the Poynter Institute. Who are these people? Why do you care whether they label organizations? Well, they put out this blacklist. And they're saying, we want all the advertisers out there to be aware of the fact that these sites are bad and you don't want to be associated with them. So they're trying to set up an economic blacklist for everything from InfoWars to Drudge to Breitbart, you name it. Anything that's not Fox News, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times. Anybody else they want to shut down economically. And of course, you don't care what Poynter labels sites. You can make up your own mind, obviously, right? But they're being used by social media. They use these shills, like the Southern Poverty Law Center, like Snopes, like Poynter Institute. They use these shills as an excuse to cut off the funding of news organizations and to cut people off of social media. They did it to InfoWars first. 2 months later, they did it to another 800 smaller sites. Now they're going for bigger sites. Again, as I point out, Drudge, Breitbart. And of course, InfoWars is still on the list as well. They are not going to be happy until they've shut down all of our funding. So the Poynter Institute wants 515 outlets blacklisted, reports Breitbart News, saying, including us. And Breitbart was good to stand behind InfoWars when we got blacklisted by social media. Some of these organizations were not, and now they're on the list. As Breitbart points out in their about page, they say that they champion freedom of expression, and yet they put out a list of unreliable news sites and openly call for advertisers to stop putting ads on those sites, like Drudge Report, for example. Advertisers, they say on their site, advertisers don't want to support publishers that might tar their brand with hate speech or falsehoods or some kind of political messaging. You know, like CNN. But too often, they have little choice in the matter. We hope that the UNnews Index, that's what they call their blacklist, will be useful for advertisers that want to stop funding misinformation. As Breitbart points out, this is straight up McCarthyism. It's nothing less than return of the 1950s blacklisting crusade. And this is where it gets interesting, folks. They cite for a lion's share of the list, you know, they have down there PolitiFact, they have Snopes, the usual suspects that think that they know above everybody else who's objective, who is true, right? And still using this tired trope of conspiracy. Look, Julian Assange has been charged by the U.S. government with conspiracy. We've got people who are serving decades in jail simply because of conspiracy. The guy that I'm talking to, actually, I won't be talking to him. We'll have a recording where he talks to his wife. We'll be talking to his wife coming up, Marty Gottesfeld. He's in jail for conspiracy to tamper with a computer, which is what they've charged Julian Assange with. Schaefer Cox is in a communications management unit, just like Marty Gottesfeld. What was the charge there? Ah, conspiracy. See, they had charged him with putting out a hit on FBI agents, and then they covered up the exculpatory evidence, said, no, that proved that he's innocent. Don't let him have access to that. Don't let the jury see that. Eventually, on appeal, he got that turned out. And then they still kept the conspiracy. It's kind of like what the Democrats are trying to do with this Mueller letter and so forth. Even though there's no crime there, they're still coming after obstruction. It's the same tactics they use against the little guys. They're now using against the president of the United States because he represented the voice of the little guys. They thought that he was too much of a risk to the establishment. And I got to say, when we talk about bias, and I've said this before, let me say this again right at the top of this when we talk about this pointer list. Anybody in journalism that says that they are objective is either unaware of their bias or they're flat out lying to you. And in the case of the Pointer Institute, they're flat out lying to you. Case in point, besides PolitiFact, besides Snopes, the key source, and the key source of all this, is something called Open Sources. This is a list that is curated by a single assistant professor from Merrimack College. I've never even heard of Merrimack College. I've never heard of Melissa Zimdars. She is the single source, the author of academic papers such as Watching Our Weights, The Consequences and Contradictions of Televising Fatness in the Obesity Epidemic. Oh, that was an important paper. Here's one that's even more important, and it shows how just objective this individual is, who is out there judging everybody else and setting up a list that says that Drudge is not objective, right? Here's our other paper. Having It Both Ways, 2.5 Men, Entourage, and the Televising of Juvenile Post-Feminist Masculinity. Let me see. What could her bias possibly be? This would be funny if it wasn't so serious in the way that it's going to be used by social media, by big business.
By Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We will be covering some of the comments I find interesting. There is a political Game of Thrones that is happening in Washington right now. You can see through it. You certainly understand what's been going on. We've been telling you for 2 years how this was a fake investigation. And of course, you heard one of the questioners yesterday, as we covered it live at the beginning of the hearing, the senator from Iowa, Grassley, saying, did they ever investigate this? Did they ever investigate that? They never investigated what happened with Hillary Clinton. They never really investigated to see if there was a hack. They never investigated the source of the dossier. They never looked at collusion between the Democrat Party and the bureaucracy, both the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA, the intelligence communities, and foreign intelligence communities. And then he didn't even mention the collusion, the open collusion between the Democrat Party and people in the Ukraine. People in the Ukraine have been blowing the whistle and saying, I can't understand. We contacted Mueller. We contacted the Department of Justice. They're not interested in hearing about this. You know about it because we have a free press. And so to a large degree, what's going on in the bar brawl is really old news if you listen to us and if you listen to the free press. That's why they want to shut down the free press, right? Conservatives understand this. They've been following this for a long time. They don't want you to hear the other side. They want to control and have sole control of the narrative. And so, as I was pointing out, the Poynter Institute is now going to be the new shill to help take place of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, this individual that I was just talking about, that is the key source for this blacklist they have put out, the Poynter Institute, has been selected by Facebook and many in social media, along with Snopes, to be the arbiters of truth. And they will say if you are fake or true. They will say if you are biased, and bias is not going to be allowed. I think bias, if you're honest about it, bias is a good thing. So CNN wants to tell you that they're objective. They're not, obviously. They have tried to hide behind that mask, but it's not true. But they're now put up a list. They call it the Unnews Index. And here's some of the sites. We'll go through the site. It's essentially a blacklist encouraging advertisers not to give any money to these sites. The Drudge Report, The Daily Caller, Breitbart, InfoWars, of course. Of course InfoWars is going to be there, right? WND, Project Veritas, Media Research Center, PJ Media, Life Site. Oh, they're biased because they're biased for life. Now, you're not going to find anything in there on their list about people who are pushing abortions, right? Judicial Watch. Oh, don't, you know, shut down Judicial Watch, they said. Shut down Project Veritas, Zero Hedge, The Blaze, WND, Red State, The Daily Wire. How about that, Ben Shapiro? You didn't defend us, and now you're on the list with us. Isn't that, that's almost justice. But I don't want to see The Daily Wire shut down. I don't even want to see CNN shut down. And you can't find anybody more biased or fake or full of conspiracies than that. We've had 2 years of a conspiracy about Russiagate. And that was the point they made in Breitbart. They said, think about these mainstream organizations that are not on the list, like CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post. New York Times, the Washington Post, still a seminal part of their conspiracy. They were used in that circular path to try to get a FISA search warrant. Again, taking the very organization that was set up to stop the intelligence communities from turning inward and being used in a weaponized, politicized way here in America. Back in the 1970s, they created FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, to try to stop this. They created a court to try to stop this. And then the intelligence agencies used that very structure as an excuse and as a tool to do this sort of thing. And they're willing partners in all of this with the Washington Post and the New York Times. And yet, well, they are real. They are venerated. They're showered with Pulitzer Prizes for putting out this fake dossier that was a creation of Hillary Clinton and the DNC and the intelligence communities working, colluding with foreign governments in London, in the Ukraine, and so forth. So, you know, you look at some of the things that these people have been selling us in terms of hoaxes over the last few years, as they point out in Breitbart. Over the past 5 years, just think about this. CNN, the New York Times, Washington Post, NPR, ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, MSNBC, Politico, BuzzFeed, all these people that are now venerated and protected. And of course, if you got any advertising funds, big business, you need to be giving your money to these organizations, says the Poynter Institute. And they need to be promoted and elevated by Apple News and by Microsoft's new shill program out there, and of course by all the social media. Whereas all these other organizations like InfoWars and Drudge Report, WND, and Breitbart, they need to be shut down. As Breitbart points out, think about some of the hoaxes that have been pushed nonstop by these people. The Trayvon Martin hoax, the hands up, don't shoot hoax, the Donald Trump can't win hoax, the Russian collusion hoax, which is still being pushed by these same people. The Brett Kavanaugh serial rapist hoax. The Covington High School boys hoax. I would just say, we're going to talk about conspiracy theories. Go back to CNN and take a look at how they covered the missing flight, the MH370. Even to the point where they had a little airplane and they go, pew, pew, pew. It could have been taken up by UFOs. I mean, they literally did that. But of course, at CNN, we can't question their objectivity. And then finally, they say the Poynter Institute wants Media Research Center blacklisted for bias, but not Media Matters. Why would that be? Well, they don't point it out there, but one of the key funders behind the Poynter Institute is George Soros, as well as Media Matters. And, of course, the Koch brothers. So, therefore, they can't be biased, right? You know, we got the Koch brothers, who are supposed to be extreme right-wing, and then we've got Soros, and but they're not. Koch brothers aren't right-wing. Koch brothers gave a lot of money to the Clintons. Basically, the Koch brothers and George Soros are both on the same side when it comes to open borders, when it comes to globalism and multinational corporations and so forth, and so many different issues. So let's take a look at some of these unreliable news sites, as they say. And again, it's open sources, just run by Merrimack University's media studies professor, Melissa Zimdars, as they say. And she's the one who put out that important research paper, Having It Both Ways, 2.5 Men, Entourage, and the Televising of Juvenile Post-Feminist Masculinity. And if you go to her official site, Open Sources, as Breitbart points out, it's totally blank. Totally blank. 2 years ago, she gave an interview. She said one of her criteria for blacklisting is hate. And she still, at this point, believes that the Southern Poverty Law Center is a credible organization whose hate label should get you kicked out of the public square. They won't go. The Poynter Institute, and let's put institute in air quotes there. It's not an institute. It is a fake school, quite frankly. But let's take a look at their list as we go through this in kind of alphabetical order. The first one here that I think you'll know is antiwar.com. Then we go to citizensunited.org. You know, they're biased because they talk about immigration issues. CNS News, that's kind of a Christian spin. Daily Caller, got to take them out. Daily Wire, that's Ben Shapiro's D.C. clothesline. Drudge Report, they said, is biased. Free Republic, Heartland Institute, that's a conservative organization. InfoWars, Judicial Watch, Lou Rockwell, Life News, Life Site News, LifeZet, MRC Org, Natural News, No More Fake News, that's John Rappaport, Newsmax, Oath Keepers, they don't like Oath Keepers, take Oath Keepers out, along with Paul Craig Roberts, PJ Media, Project Veritas, Prison Planet.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bring you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support. I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Working starts to make me wonder where fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine.
Oh, but they want to run your life, and they want to control everything that you see. And the way that they're doing it is with these obscure institutes, quote-unquote, that you don't know anything about, that you haven't heard about. Things like the Poynter Institute. They've now created a blacklist telling advertisers, do not advertise with Drudge Report, with Breitbart, with InfoWars, with WND, with Project Veritas, with Judicial Watch, on and on and on. Pretty much everybody, Daily Caller, you name it. And you have some of those who stood with us, like Breitbart, WND, and others. You have some who stood against us, like Glenn Beck's The Blaze, Ben Shapiro's Daily Wire. Now they're on the list. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You don't stand for free speech. You don't stand for fundamental human rights. Eventually, they're going to come after you as well. Now, we don't fund ourselves through advertising. You are our sponsors. But most of these organizations are not in that position. And I hate to see this type of institutionalized attacks on your free speech, your ability to be able to see things that they don't want you to see, hear things they don't want you to hear, and to be able to speak that on social media. They don't want you to see, hear, or speak anything that they say is evil. You're going to go with just the official narrative if they have any say about this. So we're going to take a look at the Poynter Institute here. Poynter Institute, according to their mission and vision statement, here's a piece of hubris if ever there was one. Poynter Institute has grown from a storefront in sunny St. Petersburg, Florida, to the world's most influential school for journalists. they label everybody that they attack and say, we got to get rid of these 515 different websites. Everybody that they attack, they label either as fake, biased, or a conspiracy site. Well, let's talk a little bit about this institute here. First of all, they're a fake school. They don't have any students. They occasionally hold seminars. And you're going to see just how tiny their seminars and this institution are. So they're not really a school of journalism, let alone one of the world's most influential schools of journalism. They're now influential because they have been hand-picked by this small cadre of globalist billionaires who want to control the internet and who want to control the press. And I'll show you who their funders are, even off of their own institute here. For example, the Koch Foundation, Open Society, which is Soros. These are their key funders. Of course, also MacArthur Foundation, McClatchy Foundation, the Charles Koch Institute's listed on there again. NPR, ESPN, the Omidyar Network, that's Pierre Omidyar, the founder of eBay, the billionaire. So you got these billionaires like Soros and Omidyar and the Koch brothers and the Democracy Fund, the Washington Post. No conflict of interest there, right? The Washington Post, who has been involved in not only reporting a conspiracy theory of Russian collusion, but actually creating the conspiracy theory, being used with the intelligence community to put out fake dossiers, to be the echo chamber for these leaks of fake information, manufactured information, fake and manufactured, and then use that to get their search warrants. And of course, they were at it just this last week. Washington Post, New York Times, these people who've been awarded Pulitzer Prizes for doing this kind of garbage. They were at it again just before A.G. Barr goes in to testify. We had his statement. Typically, when you have these people go and testify, they have a written statement. And they will just, the first thing that they do before questions, they'll go through and read this written statement. And I'm looking at the statement, and he's talking yesterday, and he's not saying any of that. Why did he go off script? Why did he ad-lib? Well, because at the last minute, the Washington Post and New York Times put out this Mueller letter at the last, just before he goes on. They put this out. They're manufacturing the conspiracies. USA Today Network, Voice of America, the people who are now allowed to propagandize you. They used to be prohibited with that. And the military-industrial complex folks, in addition to these multinational billionaires, are the ones who are behind this censorship. I've pointed this out from the very beginning. And you can see it now in the list of funders there. But, you know, they're this tiny little organization. They call themselves the world's most influential school for journalists. Fake. They've got a staff of 39 people, including secretaries and accountants and all this guy. You can go to their website, take a look at it. What a joke these people are. And, of course, they see conspiracies everywhere, and they do exhibit extreme bias. I mean, the hypocrisy of this woman who put together the list, and she puts out there this paper talking about juvenile post-feminist masculinity. No bias there, right? No hypocrisy there. Yeah, okay. And nothing fake about that either, right? No conspiracy. She's not seeing a conspiracy of masculinity everywhere either, is she? And they've been picked to be the ombudsman for ESPN. That was back in 2011. Obviously, they didn't do too good a job. ESPN, a sports network, has had to fire people for such for hate and for bias that they had there. But they want you to be very impressed about their building. And they go to great lengths talking about, not so much about their staff, or about their courses or anything, but they do have a building, and it's a pretty building. It's not very big. It's a building, the world's most influential school of journalism. They said that they've got a meeting space, 9 dedicated rooms, anywhere from 6 attendees to up to 200 in the Great Hall. They can have in the Great Hall large meetings, they say, of 2,139 square feet of space. I guess it's going to be kind of tight there with 200 people packed in there. And then they go on to list all of the different features of the Poynter Institute. They have a skylight. They have 55 feet up from a marble floor. They're very proud of that marble floor and the stonework there. They have woodwork. Remarkable facet of the building is the mahogany woodwork of the Great Hall. They have a reflecting pool and on and on and on. This is why I say hubris. This is why I say it is a fake school of journalism out there with a list of everybody that isn't the Washington Post, New York Times, and the mainstream media people, they want them all taken off. And then, of course, the Koch brothers have a journalism fellowship there. They also have, there you can learn from seasoned industry leaders, places like NBC, CNN, ABC, Fox, CBS, the Poynter Institute. They list themselves twice. And so, you know, when we look at this, just take a look at the venerable New York Times. Just this last week, I truly think this is amazing. How the New York Times, remember, they had Sarah Jeong that they hired for their op-ed piece, and she was the one who said, oh, white people, they just stink. Oh, I just hate the look of them and all this kind of, she's Asian. And she had all these tweets about how much she hated white people. Remember, Candace Owens said, well, what if she were to say that about black people? Just take the white out and put in black people. Or take white out and put in all of that hate that she's directing at white people, put in Jews. Oh, well, you know, they said, well, and she got shut down. When Candace Owen put out those tweets, just substituting a different group in there other than white people, Twitter took her down for hate. Temporarily, they put her back up if she pointed out their hypocrisy. But they kept Sarah Jeong. They said, we don't care about that. We're going to keep her in this op-ed piece. So is it any surprise that they ran not one, but two anti-Semitic cartoons? You know, we talked about that anti-Semitic cartoon where they had Benjamin Netanyahu characterized as a dog, the Star of David around his neck, and on the end of the leash was a blind President Trump wearing a yarmulke. Everybody said, wow, look at this. This looks just like the 1930s. And they had a similar political cartoon that was done in the 1930s with Winston Churchill in it. And so they put that out like 2 days before the attack on the synagogue, and then they took it down after everybody complained about it. Then on the day of the synagogue attack, they put out another one. And they just keep going. This is the kind of institution they tell us is objective. Yeah, they're objectively racist. Folks, we don't depend on sponsorship other than your sponsorship. So please take a look at the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We put some there now to help you, to help to fund us. And we've got a couple of products there. You can get 25% off. If you get a Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 25% off. You also get a bottle of X3 Nascent Iodine for free. You can get Brain Force Plus for 25% off and get a bottle of Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, for free. We also have the Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. We have 50% off all apparel. That's t-shirts, hats, hoodies with new and classic designs. And we have $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze, that's the air freshener, as well as $50 off Alexa Pure Pro, a great water filter. Folks, I'm going to be talking about glyphosate and some health issues coming up in the next hour. It's very important for you to take
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6. You're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, as I was talking about the New York Times and their political cartoon. They left it up for days as people were complaining about it. And then people started posting pictures of the 1930s Nazi propaganda pieces showing a Jew leading Winston Churchill on a leash. And said, look at, they're using the same stuff here. So they finally took that down and then immediately put up another one. It shows Benjamin Netanyahu with a Ten Commandments and the Star of David and all this kind of stuff. And that was on the day of the synagogue shooting. And then it took them until Tuesday to say, all right, what we're going to do is we're just going to stop doing political cartoons because we just can't screen this stuff. It's just too difficult for us to see the racism and the anti-Semitism and this imagery. Escape them. I mean, you know, how could anybody be expected to see that? Said the New York Times. When you look at it, you can't unsee it. It's so blatantly obvious. And then on the day, or you know, right after the synagogue shooting, immediately you had Kamala Harris coming out and blaming President Trump for it. See, it's not the New York Times pushing anti-Semitism. It's President Trump. Except that this guy hated President Trump. And this guy was saying the same things about President Trump that the New York Times was. Oh, look, you know, he's a complete shill for Israel and so forth. This is why, folks, this is why they want to completely control the narrative, why they want to shut down 515 different websites calling for an economic boycott and using this fake journalist institute to tell us who is real and who isn't. And of course, as I said before, you don't care who that is. You're going to listen to whoever you want to listen to, but they're going to use that to strangle people economically. They're going to put that list out and say, don't give any advertising to the Drudge Report. Don't give any advertising to Breitbart or to InfoWars. And again, we don't sell advertising. But they use that as an excuse to purge us off of social media as well. So that brings us to Julian Assange. We'll get to Attorney General Barr coming up. But I want to talk really about the First Amendment, because you wouldn't know. They would have succeeded with this coup attempt if there hadn't been an alternative media. And that's the thing that really concerns me about all this. President Trump is not protecting your free speech rights. He's allowing this to continue. He doesn't realize that this is an existential issue for him as well. And in addition to these institutions that have now taken all political power away from our elected representatives, those in Congress, in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, have abdicated their authority to write laws. They've abdicated their authority in so many different ways to the permanent, unelected, unaccountable bureaucracy. And the president and Congress have abdicated their constitutional power, their divided power. They've abdicated that to the same bureaucracy and to the judiciary. Again, unelected, permanently entrenched, and unaccountable to the American people. So our elected officers in Congress and the presidency have basically ceded their power to these unelected, bureaucratic, permanently entrenched structures of the judiciary and the bureaucracy. And the judiciary and the bureaucracy are now working to strangle the First Amendment. And nobody personifies this better than Julian Assange right now, I think. A British judge has now sentenced Julian Assange to 50 weeks in prison. This is a guy who's already essentially served 7 years in prison there in the UK. We'll talk about that more when we come back. I have posted on one of these sites that they don't want you to see on antiwar.com. I have a op-ed piece by Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. You know, people like Bill Binney. Oh, you can't trust Bill Binney. Oh, yes, you can. You can trust him. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Take a look at what's going on with Julian Assange. As I said before, he's been sentenced to 50 weeks, nearly a year. The maximum sentence that he could have been given for skipping bail was 1 year, 2 weeks shy of the maximum sentence. But this is nearly another year in prison after he's already served essentially 7 years in prison. He offered a written apology in court. He said he had been effectively imprisoned in the embassy. Two doctors also provided medical evidence of mental and physical effects of being confined. And, of course, now he's being held incommunicado. People have said the prison that he's in is essentially the UK version of Gitmo, of Guantanamo Bay. He's being held there incommunicado without medical care. Frankly, folks, I talked last week to people who were pleading the case of Schaefer Cox, a political prisoner here in the U.S., as they pointed out, he was put into a CMU, a communications management unit. Now, that's essentially what they're doing in the U.K. with Julian Assange. We have to understand how dangerous this is, that our governments are doing this to journalists and to whistleblowers like Schaefer Cox or Marty Gottesfeld, who's going to be joining us. Actually, his wife will be joining us with a recording of a phone call where he's describing what's happening in one of these communication management units. This is where they put American political prisoners and dissidents right now, just like the UK is doing to Julian Assange. But let's take a look at Julian Assange's particular case. Federal investigators have also said that Assange and WikiLeaks played an integral role in the Russian attack on the 2016 presidential election. And again, you heard that yesterday. You heard Lindsey Graham, who took the lead in defending A.G. Barr, and said, no, there's nothing here to look at with President Trump, but we're still going to keep looking at that Russian thing and that Julian Assange thing, right? And that Roger Stone thing. Yeah, we're going to continue down that path for giving more funding to the military-industrial complex and pushing the Cold War as we try to push it toward a hot war. And the very fact that A.G. Barr and Mueller and Lindsey Graham can all agree without any investigation that the Russians were the ones who released that information about Hillary Clinton. We've been telling you, I was telling everybody when I went to the DNC convention there in July of 2016, the nominating convention. Just before that had happened, you had internal whistleblowers, according to WikiLeaks and according to the people who have investigated this, Bill Binney and others, who know. Bill Binney knows technology. He knows internet technology. He was the global technical head for the NSA for decades. He knows what is capable, what they're capable of, and what they're not capable of. And he also risked a jail sentence to tell people that the NSA was spying on Americans against the law, against the Constitution, he and others. And yet nobody listens to him. Nobody pays any attention to the technical analysis that he and others did. Nobody went any further than to be stopped at the door by the private contractors of Hillary Clinton. Nobody has talked to any of the people who are begging to tell their story in the Ukraine about how the Democrats came over there looking for dirt, trying to manufacture dirt. Yes, there is collusion with foreign governments on the side of the Democrats and on the side of the CIA and others. But they're not going to take a look at that. Even going to the extent that they keep talking about the Russian intelligence agency, the GRU. Well, that was the name of the Soviet Union's. Right? This is going back pre-1989 names that they're using. This is how much, how solidly this is entrenched in American propaganda. It's pathetic. And they're continuing this. So I wanted to read for you some excerpts from an op-ed piece put out by Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. Who are these people? Let me just give you a few of the names here. William Binney, of course, I just mentioned. Richard H. Black. He is a state senator in Virginia. He is a retired colonel in the U.S. Army, a former chief criminal law division, office of the judge advocate general for the Pentagon. Thomas Drake, a man that they tried to, another NSA whistleblower like William Binney, that they tried to frame and send to jail, and it blew up in their face. And of course, Kirk Wierby, John Kiriakou, who they did go send to jail because he was a whistleblower about CIA torture. So the people who are violating the law, the people who are torturing individuals, because, and if you think, well, I'm fine with that because they're ISIS terrorists. Well, just understand in these communication management units, we got people like Marty Gottesfeld and Schaefer Cox locked up right now. They're being tortured along with ISIS because they're political dissidents. And also understand that Gina Haspel, the product of that torture that was overseen by Gina Haspel, who's now been rewarded by President Trump to be the head of the CIA, the product of that, the intelligence product of that, was all these lies about weapons of mass destruction, because if you torture people, you can get them to say anything. And that's why you had a lot of people after the fact say, "What? Wait a minute, all this stuff about weapons of mass, you mean you got that from torturing people? That's garbage." The intelligence professional said it's garbage. It's not only criminal, immoral, unethical, illegal, unconstitutional, but it produces garbage. Just look at it from that perspective. If you don't care about morality, ethics, and the law, take a look at it from a pragmatic standpoint. That kind of intelligence was what was used to lie their way into the Iraq war. And now the person who oversaw all that is now the head of the CIA. But we've got people who push back against that. People like Wierby, Kiriakou, Ray McGovern, Thomas Drake again, John Kiriakou, many other names. Most of these you would not know, but they have excellent resumes. This is the steering committee for Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. What they said was when Julian Assange was arrested on April 11th and charged with a conspiracy to commit computer intrusion, which, by the way, Marty Gottesfeld is now in prison for 10 years for that same charge. They said former U.S. government officials promptly appeared in popular media offering soothing assurances that Assange's arrest didn't threaten either constitutional rights nor the practice of journalism. And you had these wonderful, venerated establishment papers like the New York Times and the Washington Post fell into line, say the veteran intelligence professionals for sanity. These same people who are going to be honored by the Poynter Institute, the same people who colluded in this Russian conspiracy hoax, pushed that all along, and then tried to undermine the hearing with Attorney General Barr. They said, oh, yes, of course, it's not going to affect journalism at all. And they know better. Both the New York Times and the Washington Post understand that what this involves in principle is absolutely no different than what happened with the Pentagon Papers and Daniel Ellsberg. They published that information. Daniel Ellsberg could have gone to jail. The government technicalities or whatever, they did not succeed in the prosecution. But the whistleblower can go to jail for exposing classified information. But it established that organizations like the Washington Post and New York Times can't go to jail. And we thought that we were establishing a principle of the freedom of press. Instead, what we were establishing was that certain organizations like the Washington Post and the New York Times are above the law. The new law. The law that doesn't include the First Amendment anymore. I've got more about this from the veteran intelligence professionals for sanity. The extradition of Julian Assange threatens us all. Not just journalists, not just whistleblowers. All of us, you included. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
BrainForce Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Dana Gottesfeld. She is the wife of Marty Gottesfeld, who was involved in trying to draw attention to the medical kidnapping of Justina Peltier. And to get attention for that, he is alleged and convicted of having hacked a donation site at the Boston Children's Hospital associated with Harvard. You don't mess with Harvard. They are big government. Big government contacts. And just as they came after Aaron Schwartz, the federal government did, they came after Marty Gottesfeld. They convicted him to 10 years in prison. He's being held in a communications management unit, just like Schaefer Cox, just like Julian Assange in the UK. We have now in our Western, formerly democratic governments, we now have not only political prisoners, dissidents, but they're being treated like terrorists here in the United States and in the UK. And so she'll be coming up in the next segment to tell you a little bit more about what is behind that and how we treat our political dissidents in the United States. As I pointed out at the beginning of the program, we have these shills like the Poynter Institute that are setting up the justification for censorship. The economic blacklisting of different websites, they got 515 of them, from InfoWars and Drudge to Breitbart and Judicial Watch and Project Veritas, WorldNet Daily, Daily Caller, Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro, he didn't defend us, now you're on the list. but this is very dangerous, and of course the next step is the jailing of people. I mean, they've already started working towards doing that with Roger Stone. They've drawn him into this net to try to get Julian Assange. So, folks, if you want to support us, again, the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, we got a lot of different specials there. And we have an exclusive special right now just for our listeners. You can use the code WAKEUP, W-A-K-E-U-P, WAKEUP, to get 10% off of Wake Up America Coffee. We've got that in two different organic blends, 100% organic. You can get either the original Patriot Blend or Immune Support, 100% organic coffee. Just use the code WAKEUP to save 10% off. And I'll also tell you, if you want to follow this program, follow my content, you can find it archived at Libertarian on YouTube. You can also follow me on Twitter, Libertarian, both those sites. So follow, subscribe to follow this program and our content. Now I want to get to what the people, Bill Binney and many whistleblowers and former intelligence professionals for sanity are saying about the Julian Assange case. As I said, their op-ed piece, which you'll find in antiwar.com, another site that they want to get rid of course, says the extradition of Julian Assange threatens us all. And here's how, folks. They said, even though the New York Times and Washington Post said, nah, it's no threat to the Constitution, it's no threat to journalism, they were lying, as others found reason for concern in the indictment. They said the indictment goes beyond simply stating a computer intrusion charge. It includes many more allegations that reach more broadly into the typical journalistic practices, including communication with a source, encouraging a source to share information, and protecting a source. Now, this the world's leading journalistic educational institute, as they build themselves, the Poynter Institute, they don't have anything to say about this, do they? Totally silent on Julian Assange. They just want to shut down InfoWars and Breitbart and Drudge and all these other sites, Daily Caller and so forth. An analysis of the indictment's implication, Project on Government Oversight said these allegations that Assange and Manning took measures to conceal Manning as the source of the disclosure, including removing usernames from the disclosed information and deleting chat blogs between Assange and Manning. They said that these are not only legitimate, but professionally advised journalistic practices to protect sources. Manning is the one who had top secret clearance. He didn't need Assange's assistance to gain access to the databases, but only to hide Manning's identity. The indictments implied the threat thus reaches beyond Assange and reaches even beyond journalists. They said the threat to journalists and others does not vanish if they subsequently avoid practices identified with the government's indictment, because the NSA has a big bag of past communications on every one of us. And they could use that to spin an indictment against anybody at any time. And they could even use circumstantial evidence to produce a conviction and to spin an indictment. And they go on to say, when politician and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo labeled WikiLeaks a, quote, non-state hostile intelligence service, unquote, he was really describing the duty of newspapers to, and this is a slogan that we've all heard, to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. That's really the purpose. Oh, it's a non-state hostile intelligence service. No, they were giving people information. They were telling us the truth. When Pompeo said, yeah, we lie, we steal, we cheat, WikiLeaks tells us about their lies, their cheating, their stealing. Also tells us about their torture, their murder, their war crimes. That's what they don't want. And they go on to say, the Project for Government Oversight says, even if the motives for Assange's indictment are entirely legitimate, the litany of high-ranking government officials who have called for Assange to be prosecuted for publishing classified documents have likely already irreparably harmed the freedom of the press. It will virtually be impossible to fully disentangle the government's desire to prosecute Assange for his publishing activities from the government's current prosecution of him. As a result, there will, to some degree, be an unavoidable chilling effect stemming from his prosecution. They say, standing back further still, a crowd of similar cases comes into view. Other truth tellers will be subjected to similar persecution. Not just journalists, but national security whistleblowers who've warned for years that this day was coming. That's why you had people like William Binney and Thomas Drake and Kirk Wiersbe warn us that the government had completely shunned the Constitution, the law, and were spying on all Americans. And now we can see how difficult it is even for the president to stand against this kind of institutionalized corruption. They go on to say, the veterans for, the intelligence veterans for sanity say, once the government develops animus towards a truth teller, it fishes indefinitely until it finds some means to retaliate, some pretext to punish that individual. In the case of Alex Jones, it's this multitude of lawsuits, in particular this Sandy Hook lawsuit. A relentless campaign of character assassination and misinformation about facts of the case. Number two, hostile, lengthy government investigations, often for minor, never proven, or circumstantial offenses. Terrorism of the whistleblower, association with threats, can then go into solitary confinement, armed home invasions for nonviolent alleged offenses. Oh, we kind of saw that with Roger Stone, didn't we? Pretrial declarations of guilt from influential officials. A balkanized judicial process, prosecution under the Espionage Act, which Barack Obama did more of than all of the previous presidents over the 100 years combined did. He did three times as many. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to the wife of a political prisoner right now.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Dana Gottesfeld. She is the wife of Marty Gottesfeld. He has been convicted of trying to help Justina Peltier, who was medically kidnapped by Boston Children's Hospital. They are affiliated, of course, with a very powerful Harvard University. And there have been cases before of medical kidnapping by Boston Children's Hospital that have been documented in the press. Justina was somebody who had been seeing a specialist at Tufts Medical Center for a physical condition. She had, I forget what the, Dana can, fill us in on this, but basically it was, some kind of a, flu symptoms or something. So she went to Boston's Children's Hospital. They said, oh no, it's not physical. It is psychological. The person who saw her, who diagnosed her, was working on a research project that just happened to coincide with her diagnosis. but the problems began when the family said, no, that's not the case. We want to remove her. They said, no, you're not going to be allowed to remove her. And so, they then went on to call the Child Protective Services, which removed the parental rights of the parents. And Justina was deteriorating physically because she wasn't getting her treatment for her physical condition. And they put her in a now notorious Botter 5 psych ward that is there at the Boston Children's Hospital. So Marty has been convicted of hacking their donor site. Didn't have anything to do with any, wasn't even alleged that it had anything to do with any healthcare provision or anything, but hacking a donor site, they said. Conspiracy to do that. They threw the book at him, 10 years in prison. But because he's been very vocal about this, they have put him now in a communications management unit, similar to what we see happening to Julian Assange in the UK. We have two of these here in the United States. One of them is in Indiana, in Terre Haute, Indiana. Last week, I was talking to people who are advocating for Schaefer Cox, another political prisoner. And even though they removed the judge has removed, after they put in exculpatory evidence that had previously been removed in that trial, removed that. They overturned the conviction, saying that he was trying to harm agents and so forth. But they still left the conspiracy charge there, because he's a political prisoner. And our political prisoners are being treated like terrorists in these CMUs. You need to understand how dangerous it has now become in the United States that anybody who is a dissident can be put into these horrific conditions. So joining us now is Dana Gottesfeld to tell us a little bit about what the conditions are like in these CMUs, these communication management units. Thank you for joining us, Dana.
Hi, David. Good to be here.
It's a very difficult situation. You've been able to get a little bit of communication from Marty, but they severely restrict any contact with people. You gave me the transcript of a phone call that you had. Tell us a little bit. Just give us a little bit of an overview as to what's going on in these communication management units and how Marty is being isolated here.
Well, these communication management units are separate from the rest of the jail, and they even have a SHU, a segregated housing unit, that's separate from the regular SHU. It's called a CTU, and in this specific CTU, they have a steam pump, a steam pipe going underneath the floor, and some guys have reported that it's so hot they could cook burritos there. Wow. There's also... Yeah, there's no ventilation. There's contaminated water, which causes diarrhea and convulsifying. And perhaps the worst, arguably the worst of all, is that they're not allowed pens, paper, stamps, or anything that will, or their legal work. So Marty, for instance, has an ongoing legal case, and he's being forced to miss deadlines without access to, you know, preparing and getting things in on time.
And of course, this is the same type of stuff that we see being talked about with Julian Assange. Julian Assange is a very high profile case. And when you see this type of thing being done, you know, in the UK, understand that it's also being done in the US because, as we see, you know, they're all part of the Five Eyes, establishment of this organization, the UK, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. They share intelligence with each other, but they also share the same kinds of tactics. So all of us in these five English speaking countries that have a tradition of human rights, of the rule of law, of respecting people and having basic rules of humanity in terms of people being incarcerated, we should understand that along with the First Amendment and our privacy and our constitutional rights, that this abuse and torture of prisoners is now being accepted by all these different governments, just the same as they're doing Julian Assange, they're doing to Marty Gottesfeld, and they're doing to Schaefer Cox, and who knows how many other people are getting the same type of treatment.
That's absolutely right. I find one of my biggest downfalls is that I always say I'm not going to be surprised anymore. And then I continue to be surprised.
I feel the same way. I say that all the time. You know, I get very cynical about how authoritarian our government has become. And yet, then we find out about these types of things like the communication management units. You know, one of the things that you mentioned in the transcript here is not just the contaminated water that's causing, as Marty said, causing us to convulsify, have severe diarrhea, but there's also severe sleep deprivation. That's what we'd heard from the people who had been able to get limited contact with Schaefer Cox. And of course, the whole point of being in one of these units is to make sure these people can't contact anybody on the outside and tell them what's going on, to make sure that they can't even work on their own legal cases.
No, that's absolutely right. Seems like a concerted effort to do what they can extrajudiciously to make sure that people can't fight their cases. Marty was actually helping another inmate with his legal work because there's the FBI just doesn't want their role in his conviction getting out. And Marty got written up for that, even though there's a long precedent from SCOTUS that inmates are allowed to help other inmates as long as they don't receive anything substantial, any kind of substantial repayment. So that write-up, I'm sure, was just the predecessor, the previous step before he got put in this communications management unit. Now, I don't have 100% confirmation that he's there, but his last call was Friday, which is the transcript I provided you with. And since then, I haven't heard any, gotten any calls or emails from him. So I think that's what's going on.
Wow. So this transcript that I got is before he was put into the CMU? Immediately before?
Yeah, I imagine it was just shortly after that.
Wow. One of the things in here says that there was actually an ISIS murder carried out in the CMU there. I had heard the same thing from the people who were with Schaefer Cox. I said, they're putting ISIS terrorists in here, and it's a very dangerous situation for anybody that is not part of ISIS. You can be murdered. They can use them to murder people. The prison system can. But we look at this type of thing, and we say, well, we're going to waive all of the prohibitions against mistreatment of prisoners because it's ISIS. And we don't care if they torture people because, you know, they're terrorists and so forth. And yet, what they're really doing is they're doing this now to dissidents. And as I said before, even when you had Gina Haspel and the CIA torturing people who were perhaps terrorists, what they were able to get out of them was fake information that was used to feed this narrative, this fake narrative about weapons of mass destruction to get us involved in the Iraq War. People should understand here in America how we are being used and how when we don't stand up for the rights of people and we allow the government to act like criminals, it's going to eventually affect all of us. And now it's going after people who are political dissidents.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you talking about this stuff now so that people learn beforehand, because by the time it happens to you, it's too late. By the time, you know, you need to rely on a jury of your peers to see through propaganda, you know, it's too late for you. So it's really important that we are all paying attention beforehand to stop this encroachment of our rights and freedoms.
That's right. No matter how dangerous the alleged criminals or terrorists are, the worst thing that can happen is when our government becomes a terrorist. And we've got to take a real quick break here, Dana. We'll be right back. Dana Gottesfeld, you can find her at, find information about Marty at freemartyg.com. Also on Facebook, Free Marty G, and on Twitter, at Free Marty G. We'll be right back with Dana Gottesfeld.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Brain Force Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Government that demands to know everything about us. If anybody shows anything about them, then they come after you with a vengeance. We're talking to Dana Gottesfeld. Her husband, Marty Gottesfeld, has been convicted of hacking a donor site at Boston Children's Hospital to draw attention to a medical kidnapping case where they nearly killed this young girl. Came there. She had been treated, at Tufts Medical Center. They said, no, we don't agree with their diagnosis of the physical condition. We think this is psychological. So they withheld the medication. She was deteriorating severely. Boston Children's Hospital kidnapped her using CPS there, terminating parental rights. And so there were a lot of people that were trying to draw attention to this case. And Marty was, even if he had done what they convicted him for, I'm absolutely amazed that he's now being treated like an ISIS terrorist. As we heard before, he's in a segregated housing unit, which is essentially solitary confinement. They transferred him to one of two high, there's only two prisons like this in the United States, communications management units, which are like Gitmo. And we've got some ISIS terrorists there. As a matter of fact, there was a murder there not too long ago, reported by both the Schaefer Cox advocates that were on last week, as well as Marty. The question is, Dana, why would they give him, to me, it's just absolutely astounding that he would be sentenced to 10 years, for, hacking into a donor site. That's what they convicted him of. But why would he then be treated like a terrorist?
That's a good question. I just want to talk about what he was convicted of and what he wasn't convicted of. Mm-hmm. So he was convicted of attempt to access a protected computer and conspiracy. Yeah, so he wasn't convicted of harming or even potentially harming any patients. The jury would not find that. So this was literally costing the hospital money by their donation page going down. They tried their hardest to make the case that any patients were, you know, even potentially harmed, and the jury wouldn't buy it. His judge, Judge Nathaniel M. Gorton, who's actually overseeing the admission scandal right now, who was Aaron Swartz's judge and Marty's judge, has direct financial conflicts of interest in this case.
Oh, yeah.
Due to his donations to a something called the Home for Little Wanderers, an adoption center that potentially could have taken Justina when CPS was trying to take her.
So if you push back against a major corporation that has a lot of political connections, like Harvard, if you cost them a little bit of money, then you get this massive sentence. He attempted and he conspired to do something. And so he gets a 10-year sentence. And then is it because he has talked about the conditions in some of these prisons that he's being, you think that he's being retaliated against by the director of prisons?
Yeah, well, this communications management unit, not a lot is known about it. But what is known is, because there's nothing written about it from the Bureau of Prisons, they won't talk about it. It was never open for public discussion, even though that's congressional rules before they create something like this. It's created by Bush after 9/11. There's a lot of secrecy, or after that.
And this is what's really important for Americans to understand. Again, this is part of the you know, Patriot Act type of stuff after 9/11, creating these prisons in the United States that they don't have any, you know, explain these secret prisons that have very harsh treatment for political prisoners, not just for terrorists. And of course, anybody who is a political opponent of theirs is going to be treated like a terrorist.
Yeah, I mean, it's a black site, and it is where they send what you might call dissidents. So people that advocate for their rights in the prison, who will stand up for their, you know, our civil rights and amendments, political prisoners like Marty and Schaefer, and just largely Muslims. It's, you know, more than 50 or 70% Muslim. So they also bring in some non-Muslim people to skew the numbers. So it looks like it's not all Muslim.
We don't want to be prejudiced against Muslims. So we'll bring in some American political prisoners as well and treat them like terrorists.
Yeah. And, you know, Marty's always been in general population, except for when they've been punishing him in solitary, but he's never posed a problem. It's never been, like any kind of spike or any kind of incident that led to this. But Marty's been covering the DOJ and the Bureau of Prisons for InfoWars. We're very gracious. Thank you for carrying his work. Western Journal, Red State, Our Site, Free Marty G. And he's very critical in pointing out their hypocrisy and flaws and injustices. And I think it really gets to them.
We're talking about how they're violating the law and violating human rights and so forth. Then they're going to put you in a communications management unit. Talk about the inspector general, the office there. Marty said, you know, he's trying to appeal to the office of inspector general to do some inspections there at the prison and find out what's going on, hoping that maybe somebody there will blow the whistle on that.
Yeah, well, the Office of the Inspector General holds a very important role in our democracy, or it should. They're kind of the check and balance on the Department of Justice, willing to do internal investigations. Some of the things that we talked about in the last segment, such as the horrible conditions in the CTU, which is the specialized segregated housing unit, the SHU, that he's in, where they don't allow him to even have legal work. This ISIS-related linked murder, you know, them going against a long history of SCOTUS rulings that inmates can help other inmates with legal work. Like, there is a lot of bad stuff going on here, and it begs for an Office of the Inspector General investigation, and I hope they step up and look into this diligently.
Yeah, I'm looking at the transcript here. He's saying they don't allow guys in the separate housing unit here to basically work on their own legal case. They won't allow them to have stamps, pen, paper, be able to mail to the courts.
Can you believe that? Like, what history class, what civics class in school ever told you that this was the United States government?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't even like one-offs or like rogue departments. Like, this is sanctioned.
Well, and then torturing people with, sleep deprivation. I mean, that's one of the key, enhanced interrogation tactics of the CIA, but they're not trying to get any information out of people. They're just trying to punish them with that. And as you point out, the Supreme Court case, the precedent that you can help other inmates, give them advice, even though they're trying to make it impossible for them to have access to pen, paper, or mail. He says, I was trying to help another inmate here with some legal work for a very interesting case where it looks like the FBI sent an informant to steal this inmate's defense book. And they don't want this inmate to be able to go forward with this lawsuit because they don't want to expose what the FBI did in terms of stealing his legal fund. And so, when you talk about the corruption within the FBI, and we've seen ample evidence of this, in all these different cases going to the Bundys and whatever. And the Bundys talked about how they were physically beaten and tortured in jail as well. There were recriminations taken against them. Again, this is when somebody comes after the government and stands up for their rights on the outside, they will come after you with everything that they've got. And then once they get you in prison, they will do everything they can to torture you and to hold you incommunicado. If not at these black sites, they'll still do it as they did with the Bundys in just an ordinary prison.
It's, before all of this happened, Marty and I had just gotten married. We're starting our life. So he's a husband, a son. He wants to be a father. But, like, this has just been such a huge disheveling and such a, like.
Can you go to that prison? Can you actually meet with him?
No, I don't meet with him. He feels that, or I guess we both feel really, that meeting through such thick glass, like 2 inches of glass, is quite dehumanizing.
That's the characteristic of the CMU, that you cannot have any, you can't even touch somebody to shake hands with them.
Yeah, everything is very strictly monitored. There's no privacy. Everything is very strictly watched. But the thing that, like, just to go back to the origin, like, he didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. Like, defending a child's life is not a crime. Like, children need protection from the kind of terrible treatment Justina was going through, like being dragged across the floor, denied her medications. Boston Children's Hospital still has free rein to do this to other kids. And the only thing we can do is make sure that other people know about it so they get in there prepared and knowledgeable of what they can face. We're trying to make a difference.
You blow the whistle on a big organization like that, and of course their friends in that crime was Child Protective Services as well. People want to find out more about this, you can go to freemartyg.com. Also Facebook and Twitter, Free Marty, MARTYG. Free Marty G. So sorry to hear about this, Dana. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We were just talking to Dana Gottesfeld. Her husband, Marty, has been sentenced to 10 years, and he's doing very hard time because he tried to help someone who was a victim of medical kidnapping at Boston Children's Hospital, a wing of Harvard University. And you go after a big corporation, somebody that's politically connected like Harvard is, they will come after you with everything they've got. And then if you complain about what the prison conditions, they will put you, they'll treat you like a terrorist. They will put you in one of the two black sides, which maybe you didn't know we have. I wasn't aware of this. I talked to the Schaefer Cox people last week. Now we find out that this is where the political dissidents are being put in America, the Schaefer Coxes, the Marty Gottesfeld. We see this happening all the time. I've covered so many cases, unfortunately, where political dissidents are brutally treated in our system, violating the law because they don't care about that. They'll do this to people for like they're doing to Julian Assange. Look at what they're doing to Roger Stone, for example. I mean, what we're seeing coming up here, folks, is really the end of freedom in the West. We used to, it would be absurd in a few years, just a few years ago, to talk about political dissidents in the West being imprisoned, being tortured in prison. And yet, this is now happening. We're going to talk about another medical kidnapping case coming up. This one about parents who were doing a different type of treatment for cancer than the hospital wanted. This is something that's covered on InfoWars.com. We're going to be covering that coming up. In this segment, I want to take a quick look at Bernie Sanders. You know, Bernie Sanders got very defensive about being a millionaire. He said, well, you can be a millionaire too. You just got to write a best-selling book. And now he's out there, as soon as the Avengers series set a record for box office revenue, making $1.3 billion on opening weekend. Bernie is out there criticizing them because they're billionaires. It's like, well, you too, Bernie, can be a billionaire. All you got to do is do a hugely popular movie. But he says, what would truly be heroic in the superhero movie here is if Disney used the profits from Avengers to pay all of its workers a middle-class wage. Instead of paying CEO Bob Iger $65 million. So he's out there pushing the envy again. And this is always the essence of the downward spiral of society. Understand, socialism at its core is based on envy and theft. Theft that is justified by envy. And eventually takes you down the path to Venezuela. Talked about that yesterday, how, for the longest time we've talked about how Venezuela is a poster child for why we do not want socialism. And yet Bernie Sanders has always bragged about Venezuela and Cuba, the Nicaraguan Sandinistas. As a matter of fact, he went there in the 80s, I think before he went to the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union, just before it fell. I called him Bernie Sandinista because he fell in love with socialism and communism. And when everybody else could see the corruption and the moral and economic bankruptcy of the Soviet Union. Bernie was going there for his honeymoon. He was truly in love with the Soviet Union. And he still doesn't get it. And he's still pushing these policies of envy and theft. And if you want to know how this is going to roll out, you know, you all think that you're going to tax your neighbor, but you're going to get something for free. Just take a look at what's going on with electric and hybrid car owners. Now, after they thought they were getting a free ride, you know, you're going to get that subsidized power. You're going to get tax credits at the expense of people who buy internal combustion engine. Now you've got 20 states, North Carolina and 19 other states, report Free Thought Project, are coming after massive fees for the people who bought the electric car. So there's no free ride from government. You may think that you're getting a free ride, but the tax man is going to be coming around knocking on your door.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In the last segment, I was talking about how the envy that is the basis for socialism. That's how Bernie Sanders and others always sell their agenda. You have a right to what somebody else has done because they don't deserve it. They didn't work hard enough for it. Now, it's okay for Bernie. You know, he wrote a book, or he ghost wrote a book, because that's what all these politicians do. That's the way they launder contributions and so forth themselves. You know, they do the books. I mean, we just had a case coming out of, I think it was Baltimore, some politician there. Supposedly wrote a book and sold X number of copies, and it turns out that, you know, they were all bought by the insurance companies that she was supposedly regulating. And when they investigated the publisher, they found that the publisher had only printed about a quarter of the books that this politician had allegedly sold to insurance companies. This is the way they launder their money. But, you know, Bernie may have had people who bought his book. I don't know. Nevertheless, you know, it's okay for Bernie because you still have a upward path of mobility in a socialist society if you get involved in politics. It's about the only path to upward mobility in a kleptocracy. You know, kleptocracy, government by theft. But they always use this narrative that other people didn't deserve it. As he's saying, you know, the Avengers don't deserve Disney doesn't deserve that $1.3 billion. They should give it up. But Bernie does. Bernie does. He's embarrassed about being a millionaire, but he says he earned it and he deserves to keep it. You know, it's Obama wasn't talking to him when Obama said, you didn't build that. You got a business? You didn't build that business. The government did that for you. And you should be taxed at a confiscatory rate. And, of course, you know, Bernie believes that as well. But, you know, when it comes to his book, no. He did that. He wrote that book. And I seriously doubt that he did. But as I was saying, they will always find a way to get you to buy into this. You want to punish your neighbor who has money because you know they didn't deserve that. They didn't earn that. And it's okay then for you to take that away because the government's going to give you free stuff at their expense. You're going to get free health care. You're going to get free college. You're going to get free everything. And just take a look at all the hybrid and electric car owners who are told, and they did get massive subsidies from the rest of us. You know, these people, the average, before Model 3, the average price of the Tesla cars was six figures or above. And they were getting massive subsidies. I think, if I'm going from memory here, but I think it's something like $7,500 as a subsidy. How was that being paid? Well, that was money that was being shifted from people who bought gasoline and diesel cars, being shifted as a subsidy to people who bought electric cars. And then they, in many cases, get their electricity for free. Because, you know, we want to encourage people to get those electric cars until now. Now we have North Carolina and 19 other states have put forward legislation that will force owners of electric and hybrid cars to pay massive fees for the privilege of driving these sustainable cars. So we told you that they were going to come after everybody with this. And one of the things that they love about this, of course, is being able to track everybody everywhere. And so part of that tracking is going to be to make us all pay for them by the mile. Every time we go somewhere, we're going to pay by the mile to go there. Right now, they just put that in the fuel tax. But, you know, they're going to have to say, well, if we're not selling a gasoline to tax you at that point, then what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to track you everywhere. No, we just have to do it, you know, pay for the roads or whatever. Sorry, I, you know, don't want to violate your privacy and all, but we have to do that for taxes purposes. Currently, the state of North Carolina is already stealing $130 a year in fees from citizens who drive electric cars, reports Free Thought Project. But the new legislation would more than double that to $275 by 2022, just 3 years from now. And then they would add the list of hybrid cars to those that they tax. So, yeah, that free stuff, that promise of free stuff just doesn't last. Just doesn't last from the government. All right, let's talk about, we're talking to Dana Gottesfeld earlier, Marty Gottesfeld, sentenced to 10 years in prison because he allegedly exposed medical kidnapping, tried to expose it at Boston Children's Hospital. And now we've got another case. This is on Infowars.com. The medical tyranny state kidnaps a boy cured of cancer after the parents opt out of further chemo treatment. They said the Florida couple claims that Noah has been cancer-free for over 2 weeks after going through two rounds of chemotherapy. But doctors at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital in St. Pete, Florida, want to continue with chemotherapy, even though the parents don't want that to happen. You understand, when we're talking about things like this, we're talking about the medical kidnapping of Justina Peltier by Harvard University, Boston Children's Hospital, or this particular case right here. They don't want parents or patients to have informed choice. They're going to deny that to you. They're going to force medical care on you. And they've been forcing medical care away from you for a very long time. That's the purpose of the FDA, the DEA, to take away medical care. I just had Dr. Kristen Camella last week talking about the fact that a very promising treatment of stem cells, using your own stem cells, they withdraw fat from your body. Out of that fat, and all of us here in America have more than enough fat to go around, we can provide a great deal of stem cells naturally here. But they can take the fat out of the stem cells, and they can use that. They can inject that into your body, and your body can use stem cells or the fundamental building block. Your body can then repair itself. So you don't have to mask the symptoms with opioids or something like that. You can actually repair the problem. Well, that's so promising, and it steps on so many different toes in the medical community that that must be stopped. And they got to pretend that you don't own your own cells. If they're successful in this, and if big pharmaceutical companies can assert their prerogative over this, then all of these will be treated as drugs, even though they've never done that. They've never done that with anything that's called biologics. They've never gone through any drug trial to prove its safety or efficacy. That's especially true of vaccines. Vaccines don't go through any trials to see if they're safe or effective. As a matter of fact, if they harm anybody, they are protected legally by the 1986 law. They don't have to pay anybody if they damage you. And yet, because this looks promising. The stem cell looks promising. They're going to try to shut that down. And this is not, this doesn't have anything to do with fetal research. I mean, that was a line of attack for a while there. As they looked at that using the stem cells they take from aborted babies, they found that that wasn't as effective because in some cases there would be rejection because it wasn't your cells. But that, of course, will still be allowed because people can go offshore. They can spend a lot of money and they can get fetal stem cells from aborted babies. But they will deny you the use of your own stem cells. And so you'll be allowed to use foreign stem cells or maybe genetically modified stem cells, but not your own stem cells because the big pharmaceutical companies can't make enough money off of that. So we look at this case of a state kidnapping. They said, for those asking, we did 2 rounds of chemotherapy, specifically vincristine, because they can get a medical court order to force you to do it anyway with a child with this diagnosis. But we also use rosemary, vitamin B complex, including B17, completely alkaline diet, a liver, kidney, gallbladder, blood, herbal extract, daily colloidal silver, high dose vitamin C, collagen, a mushroom tea, grapefruit peel, breast milk even. So they did all this stuff, and fortunately for them, the child is doesn't have any symptoms of cancer, but that's not good enough for the hospital. They want to proceed with that chemotherapy. So they have now kidnapped the boy, even though the parents don't want that to happen. When we come back, I'm going to cover a story that didn't get any attention about a year ago. You have Goldman Sachs bankers saying, we can't actually, is curing disease, is that sustainable economically? We can't do that.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call the talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. Brain Force Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. You know, when I look at what is happening to us medically, the Democrats are promising everybody free stuff left and right. But where is our fundamental liberty to decide what our health care is going to be? We don't have that. We have the story at InfoWars.com. State kidnapping a boy cured of cancer after the parents opt out of further chemo treatments. And again, it's just what we saw in Arizona when the mother took the, you know, had three children, I think. One of them had a fever, went to a naturopath. They said, well, that fever's really high. You got to go to the clinic. And the fever got better. They didn't take the child to the clinic. And they found, oh, these kids, this family doesn't get vaccines. They wound up sending a SWAT team there, pulling the kid away from those parents. And that's what they're doing again here with this. The parents are facing possible criminal child neglect charges. And they have stolen the children. It's absolutely amazing. A 3-year-old boy who was suffering from leukemia is removed from his parents' care. That's the way that it's being reported. They say that, they're not alleging that he still has the cancer. They just got to take him away. He was thriving. He was cancer-free, but we got to take him away. Here's a story from the Free Thought Project. Admitted child rapist gets no jail. However, a cancer patient is facing years in jail for using cannabis. How amazing is this? What is going on in this country? A child rapist gets no jail in New York City, pled guilty to raping a 14-year-old girl who rode on his bus. Shane Piche, P-I-C-H-E, a school bus driver, lured the child to his home after school where he gave her alcohol before raping her. He admitted to all this, and yet he's not going to jail at all. But the person who is going to jail is Adam Wanko, a 48-year-old cancer patient who had a medical marijuana card to legally possess cannabis but was pulled over and thrown into jail for having marijuana wax. He says, I don't know if I'd be alive right now if I didn't have it. He said, my doctor was going to cut me off of the treatment because I'd lost 80 pounds over a period of weeks and I was emaciated. Luckily, used cannabis to get his appetite back, was able to gain weight control and continue the chemotherapy. And as I pointed out many times, Peter McWilliams, one of the people in the early 90s that was taking the lead and pushing for medical marijuana in California, you had he was taking chemotherapy, had AIDS. He was a homosexual who had AIDS. He was an activist, libertarian activist. The people in California at the time, the judge said, no, you're not going to have that. Locked him up in jail because he said, well, I'm going to continue to take, this is the only thing that keeps me from throwing up constantly. Same situation with this guy. Didn't have an appetite. Can't control the nausea. You know, they came up with Marinol. That was big pharmaceutical company's approach to this. Oh, we can patent it. Oh, yeah, except it doesn't work the same for whatever reason. And so Peter McWilliams said, I have to have this to live. The doctor, the judge said, well, I'll lock you up then to keep you from getting it. And Peter McWilliams choked to death on his own vomit in the jail cell because they kept medical marijuana away from him. See, I can't defend that. I can't defend a war on drugs that has only made the addiction problem worse for serious drugs. That's only corrupted our police and our judiciary. That has denied the Constitution and shredded it. It is a UN agenda, conservatives. Understand that. A UN agenda. And so we got a guy who used it so that he could take big pharmaceutical companies' chemotherapy. He's thrown into jail. You know, I talked last week about the individual who has gone public saying that 2 years ago he was given only 3 months to live. He'd taken all the chemotherapy. He'd gone to MD Anderson, very famous cancer hospital. And they said, sorry, you know, we did this PET scan, and wherever it lights up on the scan, it shows that you have cancer present. And he said he was lit up from head to toe in vital organs everywhere. And the judge said, the doctors there said, well, you've only got 3 months to live. We can put you in an experimental program. It won't cure you, but you might be able to live up to a year. He said, well, I'll try it. And he said he just happened to be looking at his alma mater in Oklahoma State University, and he said he saw something there. Somebody said, hey, if you got cancer, contact me. I've got something that might help you. And it was something that they had known about. As a matter of fact, I looked it up, and you can find publications in these different cancer institutes where they've been looking at this medication. Essentially kills worms and parasites. It's an anti-parasitic drug. And they've used it for worming, for pets, for dogs, for quite a long time. And you can go back 5, 10 years ago. They said, hey, this looks like this might be promising, but they never have used it in all this time. Well, this guy started using that, and he was going to be dead in 3 months, but when he went back in 3 months, they said there was no sign of the cancer there. They're absolutely astonished. They said, wow, nobody else on this experimental protocol has done this. And so he wanted to continue with the experimental protocol just in case, but the doctor kept telling him nobody else on the, and he didn't want to tell the doctor because he didn't want to be kicked off. So nobody else has had this response. And after he finished it with a 1 year trial, the doctor was totally astounded. He didn't say in his journal, but I got the impression that nobody else had survived. And then he told the doctor. And, you know, the doctor said, yeah, we've kind of known about that. That's in his journal, his blog that he kept. It's, a lot of people have picked up this story and started talking about it. And they said, yeah, some other people said they might pick this up and do some, they might pick it up and do something with it. But he asked the doctor, he said, well, if you've known about this, why haven't you been pursuing this? He said, well, there's no money in it. They can't patent it. It's just worming medicine, that seems to be very effective for a lot of these cancers. And, when you look at this story, and in his blog, he had a story that goes back to April of last year, April of 2018. Here's the headline. It's from CNBC. Mainstream. These are people that the Poynter Institute says are real journalists. And so we can believe this, right? And quite frankly, it is almost unbelievable that this would happen. Goldman Sachs asks in a biotech research report, is curing patients a sustainable business model? See, it's all about the money. This is why we're not going to let them inject us or take away our informed choice, because they are skewed and they're too greedy to give us honest medical advice. Goldman Sachs analyst attempted to address a touchy subject for biotech companies, especially those involved in pioneering gene therapy treatment. Cures could be bad for business in the long run, says CNBC. Is curing patients a sustainable business model? Asked analysts in an April report entitled The Genome Revolution. See, they're going to come through with all these different vaccines and genetic modification and everything, but they don't want you to get well. They said, if we were to cure the disease in one shot, what do we do for money? It's all about the money. It's not about your health. and they want to take away your choice because people are figuring that out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy, these are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. With the power of the First Amendment. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. I spent the first part of the program talking about the efforts to demonize and shut down anybody that's not mainstream media. If you're not Washington Post, New York Times, USA Today, ABC, CBS, NBC,
you're going to be shut down if they have their way. And so they're using these little fake institutes like the Poynter Institute, like Indiana University. They're using them as bird dogs, essentially, to go out and to point, you know, pointers, I guess we should say, you know, pointer dogs. That's what the Poynter Institute is. They're to point the finger at different sites. Drudge Report, InfoWars, Breitbart, Daily Caller, Daily Wire, everybody, right? Even people who didn't support InfoWars, like Ben Shapiro. They're now on the list, on the blacklist for economic boycotts of big corporations. And again, this little tiny institute, which has like a 2,000 square foot hall where they can have conferences. They only do seminars occasionally. They say, well, you can fit 200 people in that 2,000 square foot hall. Yeah, maybe. But they get big bucks from George Soros, from the Koch brothers, from all these mainstream media companies like the Washington Post to shut down their competition. And some of the stuff that they don't want you to hear, especially on social media, they don't want you to question their medical treatments. You know, even as we've got glyphosate trials, we've already had three glyphosate trials. Two of them they've awarded the monetary damages. One of them, it was $260-some-odd million. The other one, it was $80-some-odd million. We've had $110 million. Those were each to just, you know, two individual patients, two cases. For vaccines, the vaccine court, which isn't coming out of the pocket of the vaccine companies. They're not responsible for any damages. As a matter of fact, they don't have to prove that their product is safe and effective. They don't have to do any drug testing. But then they're going to shut down things like stem cells, your own stem cells. And I just don't know what people like Joe Biden are going to do, because you take that same principle, they can't transplant hair from the back of his head to the top of his head. I mean, that's essentially what's happening with a stem cell treatment. The government should not have any say-so whatsoever in that. But they are criminalizing and have been criminalizing and withholding medical care from people. As I just pointed out, they let a child molester go. He admitted to it. He pled guilty. And they said, no jail for you. But a guy who is taking marijuana so that he can control his nausea and continue on chemotherapy, they throw him in jail. Parents who have a child, as we reported at InfoWars.com, parents who had a child who no longer has cancer, they're going to charge them with neglect because they don't want to continue the chemotherapy. So what's going on here? As I pointed out, the case of this man, his name is Tippins. He wrote his blog talking about, and it's a very positive blog. You know, the guy kept a very positive attitude through the whole thing. And he talks about what his doctor said at the end of the special trial. And again, it was a trial to extend his life from a max of 3 months to maybe a year. He was the only one who really made it through, evidently, that had any kind of positive response out of this. And at the end of the trial, because he wanted to stay on it just in case that was the thing that was curing him, he had already seen within just a couple of weeks, all of his metastasized cancer had disappeared on his PET scan, and he was still cancer-free at the end of the year. And so at the end of the trial, he tells his oncologist, he says, his next words, and I'll never forget it, and remember, for context, he and I had both become good friends by this time. He said, you little piece of crap, I'll just say. I knew there was something up with you, and I've had some weird days here at MD Anderson, but this one probably tops them all. He told him he'd been taking worming medicine for dogs, over-the-counter medicine. He said prior to that, his insurance company had paid $1.2 million for treatment. It was costing him $5 a week for this worming medicine. And, you know, they'd just given him a couple of weeks to live, but it all just disappeared when he started taking that. He says his next sentence, however, almost floored me. He said, you know, we've known for decades that these enthalmintic class of drugs, meaning they destroy parasites and intestines, could have possible efficacy against cancer. And in fact, in the 80s and 90s, there was a drug called levomensole, I guess, which is used in colon cancer. And it is that same class of drugs, the enthalmintic, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, drug. In other words, the same thing that's used to kill worms and parasites and dogs. And he said, yeah, we knew back in the 80s and 90s that it was very effective for colon cancer. And like I said, I looked this up and I found all these different studies being put out by Cancer Institute saying, this looks pretty promising. This looks pretty promising. And so he said, I said, Doc, if you've known about this for decades, why hasn't any work been done on it? His answer was honest. He said, well, probably because of money. All these drugs are off-patent use. In other words, they patent it to get rid of worms. And so if you're going to use it to cure cancer, get rid of worms in dogs, if you're going to use it to cure cancer in humans, that's off-patent. He said, nobody's going to spend a gazillion dollars to repurpose them for cancer, only to have generic competition the next day. In other words, they can make $1.2 million selling chemotherapy. But they only make $5 a week for something that will actually cure it. Something that will actually cure it. So this is why he has in his blog this article from a year ago. Goldman Sachs asked a biotech research report, is curing patients a sustainable business model? They said the potential to deliver one-shot cures is one of the most attractive aspects of gene therapy. Genetically engineered cell therapy and gene editing. Understand, they want this very badly. That's why they will shut down your ability to use your own cells, your own stem cells, because that's a lot cheaper. However, such treatments offer a very different outlook with regard to recurring revenue versus chronic therapy, said the Goldman Sachs analyst in a note to clients last April 2018. He said, quote, while this proposition carries tremendous value for patients and society, in other words, you know, if you could be cured of cancer or serious diseases, that would have some value for you as a patient. However, it could represent a challenge for genome medicine developers looking for a sustained cash flow. In other words, we don't want to cure you. We want to treat you. That is the model of not only cancer, but a lot of other things. And he gives an example. It doesn't have anything to do with cancer. The Goldman Sachs analyst said, take a look at Gilead Sciences, for example. They had a treatment for hepatitis C. It achieved cure rates of more than 90%. The company's U.S. sales for these hepatitis C treatments peaked at $12.5 billion in 2015, but they've been falling ever since. Why is that? You know, when we talk about vaccines, what is it that they tell us? They say, well, you know, we can eliminate the disease with herd immunity. And I've told you that herd immunity was a concept that went back to the 1930s when people had true immunity. They would get true immunity after they got measles, for example. They would get immunity to that. And if you have a large number of people who have true immunity, then you could have herd immunity. In other words, the disease would disappear. However, when you have vaccines, you're not getting herd immunity because that immunity, if you get it at all, is only temporary. And so now they estimate that of adults, only half have immunity to measles. That's why this is expanding right now. And that's why we have the USS Fort McHenry, since December, has been quarantined at sea for sailors who have mumps and have been 100% of those sailors have been vaccinated at least once, many of them twice, because it only conveys temporary immunity. Now they've created panic. Merck, the only seller of MMR vaccines, is having record profits now because a lot of people are saying, hey, if I only get temporary immunity, then I need to get this again. And maybe it will convey it, maybe it won't. But even if it does, it's only temporary. So contrast this. So if you think that there's herd immunity, understand it's a herd mentality and it is herd profits for Goldman Sachs and for these companies. This is how he puts it. He said the Gilead Science situation is a case in point. Success of its hepatitis C treatment has gradually exhausted the available pool of treatable patients. In the case of infectious diseases such as hepatitis C, if you cure existing patients, you decrease the number of carriers able to transmit the virus to new patients, and the pool then declines. In other words, if they get real immunity, they're not going to need more of your vaccines or more of your treatment. It's all about continuing the chronic disease, even if it's a fatal disease like cancer. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Brain Force Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout Combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. For whatever the product is you need, we have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a little look at what's going on with Venezuela, for example, or Afghanistan, or Syria. Have we completely abandoned America First? It certainly looks like that. President Trump should pay attention to the polls that show that 80% of Americans believe illegal border crossings are a problem and do something about it. He has abdicated his authority and his responsibility to protect our borders. He's abdicated that to the judiciary. The judiciary is a separate branch of the government. They cannot constrain the president. He has the authority under the Constitution to protect our borders, but we're not using the military for that. Now, you could bring these troops that we've got in Syria and Afghanistan, these other places, you could bring them home. You could probably make a wall out of the people to keep other people out. We've got so many troops elsewhere. But we can spend trillions for defense of other countries, that not a penny on the defense of our own country. According to the Democrats, according to the judges who are unaccountable, and the president has abdicated his authority to them. And that is the real issue here, folks. We got the Pentagon saying that U.S. troops will be in Syria now for a quote-unquote long haul. Didn't we hear not that long ago that President Trump was going to bring the troops home? I mean, when I heard the news, I said, well, who knew we had troops there, right? We'd had the discussion. I played the clip for you many times. Jeff Sessions talking to Leon Panetta, who was then the Secretary of Defense, said, you're not going to put troops in Syria without talking to us first, without getting Congress's approval, right? You know what the Constitution says. You were a congressman once upon a time, Mr. Panetta. And Panetta said, we might let you know. We'll talk to our allies in NATO and the UN, and if we decide to do that, we might let you know. And Jeff Sessions was like, I can't believe you say that. Now, of course, they didn't do anything to impeach him. Nobody was, Jeff Sessions was kind of upset about that, but nobody else was in Congress, and nobody did anything about it. It's just like James Clapper lying to us, right? No, we're not intentionally spying on Mr. and Mrs. America. Except they were. We found out just a couple of weeks later, but nobody ever came after him for perjury. Nobody ever came after him for violating the law and the Constitution. And they didn't come after Leon Panetta either. And so who knew that we were putting troops in Syria? Who knew that we have a dozen bases there and four airfields? We could build all that stuff, but we can't build a wall. President Trump said, well, we'll bring them home. We found out, 4,000 troops? You got 4,000 troops there? Well, maybe 2,000 will come home. I don't know. We don't really know how many are there. Nobody will tell us. I wonder if the president even knows. Are they telling him the truth? Does he have to know? He just has to do what the military-industrial complex tells him, evidently. And so the troops are going to stay in Syria for the long haul, said the Assistant Secretary of Defense, Michael Mulroy. And, as we look at Afghanistan, as I reported earlier this week, they have classified or stopped collecting any metric that could identify success or failure in Afghanistan. They want to keep that going. And so one of the key data points that they have shut down now is the metric that shows how much territory is controlled, because their control of territory in Afghanistan is collapsing. They're losing that war, and they don't want us to know it. And they can hide that from us, because now they got Julian Assange in jail, and WikiLeaks isn't releasing those types of documents anymore. So now they can lie with a vengeance, lie with a vengeance. And as we look at what's going to be coming, we have Mike Pompeo threatening military intervention after it looks like this weak move by Guaido failed. I talked about this a great deal yesterday. I said Venezuela has very important lessons for us. What we don't want in this country, we do not want socialism and the deprivation that has happened in Venezuela, the starvation, economic collapse that's happened there. That always happens with socialism. Depending on how wealthy the economy is, it can last a little bit longer until you run out of other people's money, as Margaret Thatcher pointed out. But the other thing that it tells us in Venezuela is that if you don't have an armed citizenry, then you can't overthrow a tyrannical government. The power will be decided by who the generals align with, and evidently they've decided to stay with Maduro. So now Pompeo is threatening military intervention. And I just want to remind you, as they give you all this justification for why we should get involved in yet another war, even though we're not going to get out of Syria, not going to get out of Afghanistan, not going to get out of Iraq, not going to shut down anything, we're not going to protect our borders, but we will go into Venezuela now, according to these people. I just want to play for you again a video showing these perpetual liars, James Clapper, Mike Pompeo, all of them. Let's run that clip.
When I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do.
Pompeo.
I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. We had entire training courses.
NSA doesn't just listen to bad people. NSA listens to interesting people.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly.
There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
Yeah, there you go. There's all the lies they get away with continually. We lie, we cheat, we steal, we commit perjury before Congress, and we get away with it all. As a matter of fact, we got classes on how to do that. Absolutely amazing. And so now they're saying, you know, well, there's President Trump, now completely controlled by the military-industrial complex, says a lot of things will be done in Venezuela next week. Oh, please explain to us. I've kind of missed the debate in Congress over that, because that is part of our Constitution. Remember that? Remember that thing you swore that you would uphold, the Constitution? And yet we can't do anything at our border. You know, we have the Mexican troops come across and disarm two troops that are standing out in the middle of nowhere. Two whole troops with one pistol between the two of them. They get disarmed. And President Trump has a very strong response to that. He goes, well, if they do that again, I might do something about it. I might actually send some troops with guns to the border to protect America. But next week, he's going to do something about Venezuela. It's kind of like that situation where he said, well, I'm going to close the border. Remember that? I'm going to close the border between the U.S. and Mexico. And then the establishment had a word with him. He says, well, maybe a year from now, if Mexico doesn't protect our border, then maybe a year from now, I'll put some tariffs or something on him. Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll get really tough in a year from now. Because, you know, a year from now, he'll be running for office and he'll want to pretend that he's going to do something about the border again. Just as he did in 2016 and in 2018 elections. He pretended he was going to do something about the border. Immediately forgot about it. Right after the election. You know, they even talk about anchor babies. Now you take a look at how this is a complete establishment push. The military-industrial complex, the same people who are trying to censored us off of social media. Twitter, for example. They have given a blue tick to Guaido, the guy that was the front man for the military-industrial complex in Venezuela. And I remember it was a couple of years ago that Twitter said, we're not going to do the blue tick, the verification of anybody. We're not going to do that for anyone anymore. But then they did it for David Hogg and some other people that were part of the Parkland shooters. They did it for them. Now they're doing it for this guy who is the, the chosen sacrificial lamb, as Ron Paul points out. He said, right now, this hapless Guaido is worth more dead than alive to the Washington Venezuelan coup creators. Yeah, they've got some legitimate grief down there. They're not going to be able to do anything about it because, unfortunately, they don't have the Second Amendment. And we're not going to have the Second Amendment or the First Amendment if you don't support the free press, folks. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some great specials there. We've got a couple of different products. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 25% off. You get a Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine for free. Same with Brain Force Plus, 25% off. You get a knockout for free. We also have $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze and the Alexa Pure Pro water filters. The Breeze is an air filter. And we also have an exclusive special for the listeners of this program. You should use the code WAKEUP to get 10% off of our Wake Up America coffee, just for the listeners of this program. You can get 10% off, and we got it in two different blends. They're both 100% organic coffees. You can get the Patriot Blend or Immune Support Blend, 100% organic coffees, 10% off. Just use the code WAKEUP. Don't forget to go to Twitter and follow me there, Libertarian. You can also find me on YouTube at Libertarian. Subscribe there. That's it for our broadcast. Thanks for listening.
Show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more.
Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil's is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.